ain't the kind to wear a tie. Button up from 9 to 5. I tried that life but said goodbye. Simply unprofessional. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby. Joining me tonight, we got Devin.
Hey, what's up?
And we got Mr. Donnie again.
Hello.
Donnie, you are very quickly becoming our own Guy Fieri, but the Guy Fieri who shows up. Not that other jackass who says he'll show up.
You're about to call me an asshole, Webby.
Well, I changed it to jackass.
You're slowly becoming the better worse Rob.
Oh, come on.
I don't understand the reference.
Because the joke is we always say Equus, we always joke and say Equus is the worst Rob and compared to him and Goose. It's a joke. We love Rob and we love Goose. But I'm saying you're slowly becoming the better worst Rob because I can't give him props because he tried to take my co-host spot.
And also, I will say, so when SU started, I didn't have a co-host, really. And then Devin became my co-host. And then Rob slowly took over. And he was there for a lot of them. And then, like, that was when I didn't have a job. And then I got a job again. So me and Devin's schedules kind of realigned. And Devin's made it. And he's been the co-host ever since. And slowly Rob has made less and less of these. So there's been, like, a co-host war. And then we had a whole episode where you guys had to fucking battle it out. So...
To this day, I am the only, out of all the co-hosts, I'm the only one to host my own episode.
That was the one episode that I missed.
You were fighting the internet bear.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and that was, I don't know, that was pretty early on from SU. I remember because we had lost power. It was during a snowstorm or some bullshit. I don't remember. I hated it.
No, that wasn't it. Didn't your dad cut a line in the backyard?
No. Oh no. Oh, you're right. But I don't think it was my dad who did that. I think it was somebody else. But you are right. You are right. Yeah, and then it took them fucking forever to come out and try to fix it. And yeah, nothing was right ever since. I hated it.
Yeah. I remember you bitching about like some asshole cutting it line in the backyard.
Yeah.
I thought you said it was your dad, but maybe it wasn't your dad.
Oh, maybe it was. Because I think it was like, oh yeah, there's like this old telephone line that was connected to the house, and they just went over and just cut them. And it was like, nope, that was the internet. that was everything. God damn it. Anyway, this week we're going to be talking about The Boys on Amazon. Devin, I think it was you who posted this trailer to me like a while back, way before it was released. Then I kind of forgot about it. And then last week you were like, oh yeah, The Boys starts tonight. I'm going to watch it. And then I rewatched the trailer
And then I watched it the first day it came out. I finished watching the first day it came out. Then my mom wanted to watch it and I watched it with her again.
I watched it once. It took me like 2 days. I watched it over the course of 2 days. Donnie, how long did it take you to watch? You spread it out a little bit, right?
Yeah, probably about 4 days.
Yeah. So, I mean, Devin kind of hooked me when I was like, oh, what do you think of The Boys, blah, 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 how is it? And one of his first remarks was essentially, well, you got to see a speedster pretty much obliterate somebody by running through them. And I was like, oh, well, okay, I guess that's... That's neat. I wasn't really sure what he meant by that. Spoiler alert, people. Also, if you haven't seen the show, go watch the show. What the fuck are you waiting
for? All
of
that. It's on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
For free. Well, if you have Prime, Amazon Prime Video for free.
Go watch it. It's great.
Not a sponsor.
Spoiler alert.
Sponsor is Amazon.
This episode of Simply Unprofessional brought to you by the FBI, right? Isn't that what we said last time?
By the FBI.
Now, we probably should not ever say that because one of us is going to get our door kicked in.
Every episode of...
I'm in no way affiliated with these guys.
The that's incorrect. You are an official member of Distractions Media.
You are the official member of Distractions
Media. I'm not sponsored by the FBI.
You are the official second, third for SU.
Second, third?
Yep.
All right.
The third
seat. I don't know what that means, but I will take it.
The third seat, it's you and Rob. The third seat is you and Rob, and then Austin, it doesn't count because he is our field reporter.
Yeah, he is our on-site field reporter. because of the one interview he did off at a game
and store. If he's not here, he's often hanging out at the racetracks for other reasons.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, horses.
So let's be realistic. If the FBI is kicking down anybody's door here, it's going to be Austin's.
Probably.
Anyway, this episode brought to you by Powerade Zero. They haven't sponsored us in a
long
time.
I'm drinking Powerade Zero as we talk.
Me too. Which one?
Grape.
I'm drinking Fruit Punch.
I just recently tried the white cherry, and I usually don't like white cherry. I was put off by white cherry. I tried the white cherry, and I'm super excited about the white cherry. It's super good. White cherry Powerade Zero, super good. I approve. It gets my stamp approval. I'm all in.
Gets his rocks off.
All right.
It does.
As I started watching this show, The Boys, it kind of – the second that scene hit me, like literally – the second I saw it, I was like, oh, this is that scene Devin's talking about. And then it slowly, I see the blood splatter. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, two humans colliding, there's going to be blood, I guess. And then it slowly pans over to just a slow motion version of this woman exploding. And you see like a jawbone flying through the air. And it's just like, wow, okay. So that's what would happen if a speedster ran into somebody, I guess. My question is, how come he didn't?
He was on V. He was superhuman at the time. Well, I mean, more superhuman than he was.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's like one of those things where people don't really know. Like, to be a speedster, you have secondary powers to be able to survive being a
speedster. Yeah, like wind resistance and stuff. Yeah. I mean, it looked like all of them were kind of, I wouldn't say all, it was like everybody in the seven was kind of stronger than normal, the average person.
Yeah.
So I mean,
fair.
It was like it looks. I'm thinking anybody with powers, because we find out later, spoiler, that their powers, they were all dosed with V, as a child, right. Or as an infant. Looks like they all one of the side effects of V is strength. Looks like so. It looks like every super has a little bit of super strength mixed in with their powers.
Yeah. Now, I will say the opening scene, essentially two kids arguing over who their favorite superhero is, and then as they're crossing a street, there's like a bank robbery in progress, like an armored van or an armored truck, and it's about to hit them, and then Maeve jumps down, who's like a Wonder Woman-esque superhero, jumps down in front of the armored van and essentially just goes through the truck. Stops the truck, but goes through it. And I'm sorry, but the driver of that truck is dead now.
Has to be.
There's no way in hell she went through like the fire block.
Oh, yeah, no. He died. He died. Faux show.
I mean, we saw the passenger get out, which is fine. But like the steering wheel had to have come up and through that guy. Like, yeah, he's dead. Anyway, the passenger gets out, and he's like holding the kid hostage or something like that when she comes out the back door. And then we see Homelander essentially use his Superman eye lasers and literally melts the gun to the guy's hand and then just throws him up in the air, and he comes landing down like a block away in a car, which that guy is also dead now.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, at first I didn't think much of, honestly. I was like, okay, that guy, I mean, that's kind of uncharacteristic for a superhero to just toss a bad guy up in the air like that and let him fall through a car, but sure. But as you start watching the show, you start realizing, wow, these superheroes are assholes. Like, damn. Yeah. Which brings me to, I will say, I'm going to fast forward a little bit. This brings me to my favorite character. So the guy, Huey, who is the one whose girlfriend got obliterated by, what is his name?
What's this? A-Train.
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 Obliterated by A-Train. He starts hating superheroes, and he's not sure what to do, and he's approached by Billy the Butcher. My favorite character in this entire goddamn show. I love me Billy the Butcher.
I like Frenchie.
I also really like Frenchie because of his job.
I love Frenchie, and I love Mother's Milk just because that's his name.
Right.
So, let's talk a little bit about, so Billy tries to recruit Huey into his mission of bringing down these supers under the guise of being FBI, which as you're watching, you're like, well, there's looking at this guy, there's no fucking way he's FBI. Okay.
Looks like you starring a porn version of the Matrix.
Right. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. He's first off, yeah, I don't think he's far off. He's working with the CIA. Yes. So, now, is he actually a member of the CIA, or is he just...
I think at one point he was.
Okay.
I think he kind of left the CIA after a certain point, but I think at one point he
and
was.
He just kind of became an independent contractor, I guess.
Yeah, that or he was kind of like a contractor for the CIA when Mallory brought him in.
Right. So he essentially recruits Huey, and then he gets Huey to plant a bug in the Seven's tower. Okay. Which, I mean, kind of goes off pretty well, except for he's spotted by this character, Translucent, who is essentially the Invisible Man with some additional effects. And then this is probably by far one of my favorite scenes, is when Translucent follows Huey back to the store where he works. He works at, like, a tech store. And then he confronts him, and Billy drives into the store and hits Translucent, and then there's a fight between Translucent and Billy the Butcher. And I love this scene because essentially Translucent being invisible is fucking whooping Billy's ass, but then Billy like spits blood in his face and then spits blood on the guy's hands so he can see where he is, and then Billy just turns the fight back around. Eventually, Huey ends up helping by jamming an electrical cable up his butt. Mm-hmm.
That guy has really bad run-ins with his ass.
With butt, yep. Yes, he has bad luck with butt stuff.
His ass has seen better days.
But that renders him unconscious. They throw him in the back of the car, and then they decide they're going to go see Frenchie.
Well, they thought it killed him, and then...
Oh, then he woke up in the middle, like, of them driving down the road.
And Huey was really excited. He's like, oh, thank God. Yeah. Thank God he's alive. He's alive. It's good.
Then they get to Frenchie, and then he gets a taser, walks out, and has Frenchie open the trunk, because Frenchie didn't want anything to do with Billy, from their past experiences.
Because Billy owed him $40,000.
Yeah. So Frenchie opens up the trunk. Translucent starts fucking cussing them both out. Billy knocks him back out with a cattle prod. And then essentially blackmails Frenchie into joining the party by saying, well, he's seen your face. You're a dead man now. So we have to solve this problem. That's when we find out Frenchie's real talent in this gang and in this group is he gets to find all of the superhero's weaknesses, essentially. Which he went to town on Translucent Man. They held him in an electrified cage so he wouldn't get out. They tried shooting him. They tried cutting him. They tried using like a giant industrial drill.
His skin's effectively diamond.
Right, because that's how his translucent stuff works. Is his skin actually refracts light? And then my man Frenchie, watching National Geographic or some bullshit Animal Planet show, just sees a turtle, and he's like, "Huh, I got an idea." They knock translucent out again. Next scene, he's holding a detonator, and Billy's just like, "What did you do?" He's like, "I put plastic explosives up his butt." Just because he's impenetrable on the outside does not mean he is on the inside. Man. I mean, I don't even know. At this point, Homelander, you know, essentially is fucking flying around the city looking for him. We're skipping way ahead. This show does jump around. All during this, you get to meet Starlight, who joins the Seven. Now, I will say Starlight is the only actual superhero in the show. Like, she's the only one who actually wants to help people. And she's told by this big corporation, no, you can't, or, you know, we'll provide you the information of, like, these bad guys for you to go and capture. Like, they have a whole fucking floor dedicated to algorithms to determine where a crime will take place, so they can stage the stopping of it. I mean, she stopped a girl from getting raped, and she got chastised for it.
Because the girl ran away, and they said that they were getting drunk in an alley, and she just came and beat him up.
Now, Donnie, since we're jumping back and forth a little bit, and we jumped to Starlight, let's talk about your favorite character, the Deep.
Not my favorite character. Not my favorite.
Now, character. Why is he not your favorite character, Donnie?
Well. He's into some kinky shit.
Okay, well, first off, if that makes you not like somebody, why are we friends?
I was just thinking about getting finger fucked in your gills.
He did not enjoy that.
I know.
Okay, that is the moment in time where I actually kind of felt bad for him.
That was the moment in time that Webby expected me to feel bad for him.
He's an asshole. He's an asshole character, 100%. But after he acknowledges the fact that he is, in fact, an asshole, he becomes kind of a sympathetic asshole. You start to feel a little bad. He's still an asshole.
Hey, he's one of the only other people in the Seven, other than Starlight, who actually starts to attempt to do good things.
Yeah. For sea life.
So what? He's essentially Aquaman.
If your superpower is that poor dolphin was hilarious.
Oh, that dolphin.
Yeah, Webby, what happened to that dolphin?
Well, first off, we're not done talking about Starlight.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the Deep.
The reason why
the Deep is an asshole is he basically leveraged his position in the Seven to effectively rape Starlight. Basically, he was like, "Yo, you give me a blowjob or I'm gonna get you kicked out of the Seven." And she did it, and then after that she learned that he is kind of just fish boy. Nobody really fucking cares about him, and he's like the lowest man in the totem pole.
Yeah
in the Seven. And then basically they were just like, you know, she was just like, "Yo, you fucking touch me again, I'm gonna kill you, I'll melt your eyes out." And he's just like, "All right, you win, like, whatever." And then after that, you know, she kind of went public with her whole shit. This is later down the road. She went public with the fact that he did it, and then he got kicked out of the Seven, had like a sad, mopey
Ohio? Iowa or Ohio, yeah, one of those.
It was like Iowa or Ohio, he was landlocked. It was like a water park in the area, and like he had like this nerdy guy who was just like, "Hey," it was Sandusky. He was like, crime up here in Sandusky, but if something comes up, I'll let you know.
Yep. He got a card that he could have $75 a week on to spend on things. It's like, Jesus. Okay. And he tried rescuing that lobster from the supermarket.
He was like, this is my guy right here. We have a great conversation.
And then stabbed right through the skull. God damn it. But yes, okay,
I'm not saying all this shit that happened to him, he didn't deserve it. Like, I'm not saying that. It's just like they started to paint him as kind of like, okay, he could get a redemption story. And then every time it was just like, nope.
Right.
Nope.
Right.
Nope. Although, to be fair, with everybody coming after the Seven right now, he may be better off not being in the Seven.
True. I mean, you're not
wrong.
That
might be his redemption. He doesn't die.
Yeah, you're not wrong. But I mean, I will say, like, I honestly did feel a little bad for him when that girl was fucking his gills. Like, it's not.
The guy that blackmailed a chick into essing his D,
I get I that.
Too bad
no,
for.
I get that.
I think that's poetic justice.
I
no,
get
that's
that.
Absolutely poetic justice. That is 100% poetic justice.
I just had a hard time watching it. It wasn't great.
I mean,
painful.
Honestly, like, if you really wanted to be technical, at any given time, he probably could have just threw her through a fucking wall.
I mean, maybe. Maybe he doesn't have super strength.
Maybe he just knew that he deserved it.
He did kind of knock out those, like, he did punch that one guy instead of, like, flipping upside down when they ran out of that fucking warehouse.
That's momentum.
That, I mean, part of it, yeah.
But
let's talk about
Flipper for a moment, okay?
Aw, poor guy.
Now, I did feel kind of, well, this conversation, first off, I'm glad we didn't get to hear the Dolphins side of things. So he's rescuing this dolphin.
It was a dolphin rescue gone wrong, gone sexual.
So the dolphin is in like a hammock thing in the back of a van, okay? And he's bringing it to the ocean. Now that he starts having a conversation, you can obviously only hear his side of it. He's having a conversation with this dolphin about how much, he does care about him, blah, blah, blah. Then it does get sexual, okay? And then the cops show up. He slams on the brakes because the cop cuts in front of him. Slams on the brakes. The dolphin goes flying slow motion through the windshield onto the street, rolls a few times, and you're just like, yeah, a dolphin's probably not in great shape, but at least it's, maybe still alive. Gets hit by a fucking semi-truck and just explodes. Man. I felt bad for the dolphin, okay?
Yeah.
I will say that. But yeah, no, all of these Seven, all of these superheroes, that their big thing is marketing. Like, they're, they put on a show and then, they stick to a script and they make bank off of it. They work for a corporation called Vaughn, what was it? Vaughn? Or Vought?
Vots.
Vought.
Vought. Yeah.
Who pretty much just capitalize and market these superheroes. But skipping back to Translucent, poor Translucent. Billy the Butcher. So Butcher and Frenchie go outside to deal with Homelander. They have a plan. They're going to lure Homelander away. And Translucent pees in a cup, throws it on the batteries, and short circuits his cage and gets out. And then has a heart-to-heart talk with Huey, who's holding on to this detonator. And then essentially tells Huey, hey, don't worry, you're the hero here, you saved me, blah, blah, blah. And then turns translucent and starts walking away. And Huey looks over at this cat poster. This little kitten covered in fucking spaghetti.
No, it's not a cat. It's a baby.
Was it a baby? Oh, I thought it was a cat.
No, it's a baby with like a bowl of spaghetti on its head. Like, keep your hands clean.
Yeah, and then he just fucking presses the button. And, man, the mess that made inside that fucking... What were they in? A kitchen?
A kitchen and like an abandoned McDonald's or some shit. Yeah.
And Huey, once again, covered in blood. This guy, man... Killed his first person and his first super. Proud of him.
Same.
I do like how when they were cleaning it up, you see, it showed like Billy like scraping up parts of translucent with like a shovel, and then they were still translucent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Billy puts them all in a box that's coated in zinc, and then dumps it in the ocean with a little message.
Because Homelander can't see through zinc.
Yeah, because
he can,
I mean,
see lead though.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not Superman.
I know.
He has all the powers of Superman.
But he's not Superman.
Although, he have the breath? I don't know if he has the breath.
I don't know if he has the breath. I also don't know how strong he really is. Only because I say that because when they were on the plane, he was like, well, he's like, I can't fucking hold up the plane.
Well, he said he would punch through it.
Well, right, because usually in comic books, every person with super strength in comic books has the power of tactile telekinesis. So when they touch something, it puts like an aura around it that lets them pick shit up. Like, it's kind of the unlisted power.
No,
even though technically
not Ben Grimm. We talked about this in a previous episode of Simply Unprofessional. Ben Grimm has the weakness of he cannot use common household appliances. He cannot make toast. True. Donnie, did you know this?
He cannot make toast?
Ben Grimm.
He can't use common household appliances because they break under his stony hands.
Yes.
Makes sense.
He has, in the comic books, he has attempted to make toast, and every single time he breaks the toaster.
Yeah. But most people in comic books have the ability of tactile telekinesis.
That's what I was going to say. If you think about how heavy a plane is and how small, like, the square foot or pressure.
Right. You would punch through it by lifting it up. You'd punch through by lifting it up, for sure.
Well, not if you flew outside of it, flew up to it, and then placed your hands on it and then just started lifting it that way. Like,
well, no,
not,
you would.
Not slamming into it.
Well, no, even if you didn't slam into it, if you just did it that way, you slowly increased your pressure output, like flying-wise, you would put enough pressure on the plane where you probably would rip right through it if you didn't have that ability. When you think about it.
Well, I don't know about that, though, because there's really nothing... There's no real other than, I mean, it has like, a forward trajectory. So, it has a forward trajectory, so it's not
well,
going to be
like
dead
this.
Weight.
Well, think about it like this. Think about it like this. You have a big piece of like a big wood piece, like a big piece of wood. That's, you know, even if that wood's moving, you know, in a linear direction, you walk up to it. You don't punch it. You just put your hand up it, and then you start slowly walking.
Yeah.
On the ground, eventually you walking is going to put enough pressure on that to push your hand through that. It'll break
the
wood eventually.
I would agree if it were dead weight, but that plane with a forward trajectory is not dead weight at that point.
But it has a forward downward trajectory, and he's trying to push it up.
Yeah.
So it'll be a counterweight at that point. So you would have the issue of that happening. And even if, and because it has a forward trajectory, the second his hand went through like an inch of it, his hand would rip through the entire hull. Because the second his hand goes through it, he stops pushing it up. And now it's just going forward. So his hand becomes a blade and just slices through the whole plane.
See, I don't know, because I've seen them shoot frozen turkeys at the windshields of planes, and they withstand that.
I mean, you're not wrong, but he's stronger than frozen turkey.
I feel like planes are made out of more than just, you know, tin and sheet metal. Like, I think it's going to take a lot more than what we're describing to actually.
Right, but the downward.
I think he just said that because he didn't want to fucking save this plane.
It's possible, but I mean, I'm also actually thinking about like the downward force of a plane. Like, the downward force required, a plane's fucking heavy. The amount of downward force with that forward propulsion going downward is actually adding more weight.
But if he went to the nose and he put his back to it and then essentially flew upwards,
he would do what Maeve did to that truck.
See, I don't necessarily. I mean, underneath, not at the nose. I mean, like underneath, like where the cockpit is.
Underneath,
and then
tilted
it.
I think he would go through it. I think he would go through it.
See, I don't know. I can see your point if he was trying to do it with, like, his finger. Like, that's a. But I mean, if he's putting his whole back up against it, I think that's different. I don't. I mean, we're arguing superhero logic here, like superhero physics.
I'm kind of 50-50 on it, because if you think about it, planes land on three wheels. If you got where one of those wheels is and try to lift that plane up, it's probably not going to fuck the plane up too bad.
Planes land on three wheels going significantly slower.
Yeah.
And those wheels have shocks involved in there, and also too.
And they probably has a nice little frame for them to distribute the weight. That's why I said to go on one of those frames is what I'm saying. But like I said, I'm 50-50. I feel like, honestly, it'd probably be like a wet piece of paper trying to put it on a toothpick.
Yeah,
like,
that's kind of how
I'm picturing it.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, and you can balance that piece of paper on a toothpick for a while, but if you put any pressure on that toothpick, it's going to go right through.
You understand, now that we're talking about this, after this episode's done, I'm going to go wet down a piece of paper and hold it on a toothpick just to see.
It'll work.
I mean, you guys brought it up. I'm just going to have to do it.
All right, but do it like this, though. Balance it on it. Okay, it might balance. But then start trying to lift it a little bit with that toothpick.
All right. I mean, I understand both sides of the logic. I just feel like planes are not nearly as fragile as what we think.
As a wet piece of paper? Yeah.
So.
But they're also built to be light so they can fly, so they're not as sturdy as, like, the whole thing being built of steel would be.
Right.
I'm about to look that up. What are planes made of? I'm looking it up.
Titanium alloy. I mean, you would think they'd be made out of, like, something like a titanium, because a titanium is super light.
Most airplanes today are made out of aluminum. So let's see.
That seems very dangerous.
Aluminum skin over an aluminum frame.
What kind of materials
light and can be pretty strong when alloyed?
Making aircraft, differential aircraft materials, relevant materials. Aircraft can be turned from wood, fabric, da da da. Early aircrafts to right flight out of wood. Most airplanes are made out of aluminum, a strong yet lightweight metal. The Ford Trimotor, the first passenger plane from 1928, was made out of aluminum. The modern Boeing 747 is also made out of aluminum.
Man.
Yeah.
I can tell you firsthand, aluminum is not strong.
Other metals such as steel and titanium are sometimes used to build aircraft. Steel is heavy, though, so not too much is used. Titanium is almost as strong as steel, has a medium weight, is heat-resistant and corrosion-resistant. The Lockheed SR-71 Blackbird, the world's fastest jet-propelled aircraft, is made of titanium. But
titanium is just super expensive, though. That's why a lot of probably commercial airliners are made out of the aluminum.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So,
and honestly, the main reason why they're also made out of aluminum, they don't advertise this, is that they're made to break up.
Really?
Yeah.
I looked up specifically passenger planes, and it said
in the event of an explosion, they're made to break up over, so that way you don't have one giant missile hitting a city. You'll have smaller pieces hitting a city, doing less damage overall. Truth be told, they're actually made to break up after a while.
Oh, I now don't.
Like if two, I give like if two airplanes crash into each other over a massive city, it would be fragments of said plane. Like if it was like a steel plane T-boned an aluminum plane, and they both took enough damage to crash, or two steel planes T-bone each other, they're just gonna warp and bend around each other, and probably just be a giant mass falling down onto the city, causing massive damage. But in most cases, most planes are made to have fail points intentionally for those reasons.
Right. Huh. All right. Well, hey, I learned something new today. Fuck, I fucking lost where we were. I mean, we're kind of all over the place with the voice. Devin, why don't you describe some of the scenes that we haven't talked about yet?
Some of the scenes we haven't talked about yet. Well,
like, how about you describe this V that you mentioned earlier? Because you mentioned A-Train was on V in the first episode.
V is a drug that was made, effectively, I forgot what it was made out of. Anyway, it was a drug made in a lab that basically created all the supers. Basically, there was children that were chosen. There were children whose parents could pay to have V injected, in them, either as infants, in the womb or after birth, they could pay to have their kid injected and turn their kid into a super. And basically if dosed at a young age and over a period of time, it turned, I'm guessing it turns a normal person into a super. We haven't seen it used on a normal person. Actually, we have. We saw it on the girl. But guessing it, if used on a normal person in one dose, it turns them into a super. If used on a girl? Super, it, the Asian chick.
Oh, she was growing up when they put it in her.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, that came out wrong.
Yeah, so it toned. Did it, though? Did it, though? You could have. It could have worked. Like, oh, she was a little girl, and they put in her. It's like, well, all right.
That was worse.
Sponsored by the FBI.
Good Lord.
It's like FBI, open up. Like, oh God, no, it's coming. Anyway, so yeah. If you give it to a normal person, they become super. It's, I believe in the comic books when they it was temporary. It was like. Like one, you had to be dosed like once a month for it to keep the for human.
Wait, this is legit a comic book?
Yeah, The Boys is legit a comic book.
Oh my God! Oh, wow. Now I have to go read this comic. I want more Billy the Butcher.
It's a long running. They change a lot of the stuff in the show. Like it's actually a long running comic.
And the superheroes are assholes in the comic. Is it as graphic in the comics?
It's more graphic in the comics.
Webby sold.
There's an entire
who's it made by the comic?
Garth Ennis. It's made by Wildstorm and Dynamite.
Okay.
It was Wildstorm from issues 1 through 6, and with the Dynamite, and it ran for 72 issues. So yeah, you can buy the omnibus. But anyway, there was a whole side story called Herogasm. Where effectively it was all the heroes, Homelander and all the heroes around the world took a day off and went to a company paid retreat. And it was just not the whole issue is basically pretty much nothing but sex. It was just superheroes having sex with other superheroes and a variety of other things.
Well,
and doing a bunch of drugs. Like, well, let's see if I can find a cover of Herogasm real quick.
So amongst other things in this show, we also had a race. A foot race between A-Train and fucking... I don't even remember the other speedster's name.
There you go. Check General.
Because he's that important. Well, that guy's snorting lines.
Yep.
Who's that character on the cover?
I forget who the fuck that is. It's somebody.
You know who it's not, though. It's not Translucent, because he got fucking blown up in the butt.
In the butt.
Butt stuff.
You know what's really funny? I'm happy they have Simon Pegg in the show because in the comic books, Huey is actually based off Simon Pegg.
Really? That was a good little a good little surprise for me because I love Simon Pegg.
He would have played Simon Pegg. Simon Pegg would have played Huey, but he said I'm just too old now. I'm just too old now.
Yeah.
But when they wrote the comic book back in the day, here I'll show you picture. It's a goddamn creepy smile, but whatever.
Oh, wow. All right. Yep.
Yeah, that's Huey in the con. Here's a better picture. Dude. That was a creepy-ass smile.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's Huey in the comic book. Like, so you have Huey in the comic book like that. Actually, in the comic book, Butcher actually doses Huey with V without his knowledge.
And does he get superpowers?
They do, but I haven't read it. I think it's temporary. I think they have.
See, I thought
I think they all use V to dose themselves. Like the boys, I think all used to pass around V, or like Butcher would take V2 to dose himself, become super, and they would go out and beat up and kill supers. If I remember correctly, but again, I haven't read the comic. It's been years.
Now let me ask you this: in your guys' opinions, the boys, the group. Like with Butcher, MM, Frenchie. Yeah. Are they really the villains or are they the heroes in this story?
They're the heroes. They're the anti-heroes of the story, better way to put it.
Right. Cause I mean they still do kill and they still do bad things, but all in all, they're trying to stop these ultimately bad people. Because they're
the revenge. Okay. Yeah, so no, get revenge. It was a permanent solution. So because I'm just checking Comic Mind. Huey Campbell was a typical average and regular male possessing no superpowers or extraordinary abilities until he was injected with a shot of the enhancement drug compound V. The dose supplied to Wee Huey was worth $19 billion. This gave Huey superhuman levels of strength and durability, the likes of which means he can casually injure and kill regular humans as well as some superhumans.
Wow.
So, yep.
Okay. So could he go toe-to-toe with Homelander at that point?
I don't think he was that strong.
Oh.
But yeah, in the comic books, all the boys injected themselves with V. Eventually, at some point.
So, and were they permanent after that?
Yeah, they all injected themselves with V.
So what were some of the powers of the other guys?
In the comic book, they all just got strength, reflexes, stamina, and durability. Like, they all just got basically super strength. Became superhuman.
They're like Captain America. Day-to-day
attributes. Exactly. They just became like that. And Billy Shudder ran around with a fucking crowbar, beating the shit out of Zeus with a crowbar.
I fucking love that. Weapon of choice, right there. Can you get a picture of Billy the Butcher from the comic? Can I see what he looks like?
Sure.
All these pictures on an audio podcast. It would not be SU without this, folks. All right. Yeah, I see. He'd probably be my favorite character in the comic too, just because of the crowbar. I mean, I was that guy in The Walking Dead. I always cheered for Negan. So, fuck it. Now let me ask you this. I'm gonna go around the table here. Donnie.
Yeah.
What were Homelander's powers from what you saw?
Strength, durability, flight, eye lasers, X-ray vision, super hearing. Maybe slight speed, but not like speedster speed.
Okay.
Maybe. No, because he can fly fast as fuck, so I'm going to say he has super speed.
Okay.
I can't think of anything else right now.
Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Maeve, what were her powers?
Maeve was basically Wonder Woman minus flying.
Okay, so she had super strength, super durability.
Yeah, she was Wonder Woman without flying. I do love Maeve's character, though. I do love the whole, like, Maeve is one of my, just like, in terms of character, like, who she is and like, her stance, I do love Maeve.
Yeah, I enjoyed her as a character. We do know that that A-Train is essentially a speedster. He was up until Kimiko or whatever fucking busted his leg with a fucking tire iron.
Yep.
He
fixed it, though.
So. Yeah, I guess. Translucent obviously had the ability to become invisible.
And then he may or may not have died of a heart attack at the end of the show. He had a heart attack. We don't know if he died or not. He had a heart attack.
He was on too much drugs.
Right.
Yes.
He
had a drug and a heart attack.
The Deep, essentially, possibly super strength. He obviously can breathe underwater because he has gills. He can talk to marine life. What was Noir's power, Devin?
He was just...
He's Batman.
He could play the piano really well.
That was one of my other favorite scenes.
So also, too, funny thing about the Deep, this is his comic book appearance, which I'm happy they changed it, but I'm also kind of sad they changed his comic book appearance because it's ridiculous. Also, too, if you look at those pictures, Rob, you can see that the comic is just as brutal.
Yep, I know. I'm looking at it. I'm liking it. Well, so the Deep had one of those old school diving bell helmets.
Yep.
Nice.
He definitely also had super durability because he got hit by a plane and he's okay. So reading his wiki here real quick. So the Deep can fly and has demonstrated superhuman strength and durability. While he has been seen underwater and bears an aquatic theme, it hasn't been established if he has any nautical based powers. So he was kind of a minor character, a minor version on the Seven.
Okay.
In their book, so they kind of just did what they wanted to do with him.
Yeah, so they Aquamaned him.
Yep. Let me pull up the other members of the Seven real quick. A-Train, Black Noir. Fuck my life. Black Noir. Who the fuck is Jack from Jupiter? Okay. So, running through this team here, bam, A-Train. A-Train's power and abilities. A-Train has super speed, but very little control over his movement at high speeds and consequently may kill people and cause damage.
Well, we saw that episode 1.
Yep. As Black Noir, As he is a clone of the Homelander, it can be assumed he has all of his powers and abilities as well, including super strength enough to bench a dozen Mack trucks, speed, flight, near invulnerability, heat vision, and enhanced vocal cords.
That's why he made that comment. He's like, everybody here's disappointed me except you, Black Noir.
All right. That makes perfect sense. That does make more sense now. I mean, it also helps that Noir does not talk.
No, he does not.
I loved the fact you brought up the piano thing. I did love that scene because this guy's playing the piano at this benefit. Black Noir just sits next to him and just stares at him. And the guy continues playing for a moment, and then he's like, oh, yeah, I'm done. And then Black Noir just scoots over and starts playing. Devin, you're trying to... I really like this comic book now. Like, why are... Are you trying to sell me on it by having this guy essentially skull-fuck this dude with a crowbar?
Ironically enough, that's Black Noir.
Is it really?
Yep, that's who he's skull-fucking with the crowbar. So yeah, fun times.
So in the show, Jack from Jupiter. Hold on, in the show, but you don't know that. It's not mentioned that Black.
It's not mentioned yet. This is only season one. The show's been approved for a season two. So we're probably gonna find out. So a lot of this stuff could be spoiler for season two.
Because Black Noir in this season on the show, the closest I could say was he's Batman. I was gonna say Snake Eyes.
Yeah, that too. He's like Batman with throwing knives.
I mean Batman had batarangs, but.
But they're boomerangs. They're like boomerangs. Wow, even though they are sharp and whatever, they stick in the walls when it's convenient, but never sticking to people. Whatever. then apparently there's Jack from Jupiter. He's a character from The Boys with elements of Captain Marvel and the Martian Manhunter. He's capable of flight, and by saying the word carpo, he is granted an exceptional level of superhuman vulnerability. He doesn't remain in his vulnerable form permanently, as initiating it is painful. He has no formal training in the use of his powers or in handling dangerous situations along with the rest of his team. These inadequacies led to disaster when they attempt to stop a terrorist hijacking of a plane. There you go.
Okay.
There we go. Fun times, man. So fun times from this guy.
Oh, yeah.
So is Translucent not in the comic books as part of the
team? I don't think so. It looks like they replaced him with Translucent.
Okay.
Mr. Marathon.
Well, there was also Torchlight or Torchlighter or something
that. Lamplighter. He was actually there. He's basically Green Lantern.
Just with fire?
Green Lantern with a staff. No, he just, instead of a ring, he channeled his shit out of a staff.
I know, but didn't he incinerate people using fire?
Yeah, it was like a fiery, yeah, exactly. A heat source of some kind, anyway.
So he's like Pyro and the Green Lantern together.
Exactly. Due to his origins, Homelander is one of the most powerful superheroes on the planet. He has a massive amount of superhuman strength as far as seems, is completely invulnerable. He has heat and x-ray vision and can fly at incredible speeds. He has a sonic scream strong enough to blow people's heads off. Like the other members of the Seven, he got his powers due to the fact that Vought America gave direct high doses of Compound V to different fetuses in the womb.
All right, can we all just agree that the MVP superhero or MVP superhuman in the Boys TV show is the baby?
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, yep. Greatest weapon ever used by Butcher.
Yes.
And I like how, like, when the baby wasn't shooting eye lasers, he's like squeezing it a little bit and like just pushing it forward. It's like, come on, just shoot him. Shoot the eye. And then it decapitates the guy. It was great.
True story.
Is that Starlighter?
The Homelander scene in that warehouse was pretty fucking gnarly.
You just came in and just annihilated everybody?
Like the whole fucking warehouse full of bad guys.
Oh, yep. So in the comic books, it was Homelander who tried to do that to Starlight?
In the comic books, it was actually the whole fucking team. It was Homelander initiated, and then when she turned around, it was A-Train and, like, two other guys in the room.
Oh, so the comic book's way worse.
Yeah.
That fucking picture, though, that middle picture. That's going to be a token on my next character.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, Donnie, come on.
I'm saving this picture.
That face, though, would you just the caption?
Right. It's like, there it is.
Ta-da!
Oh, shit.
That's America's dick.
America's dick meets America's ass.
If Superman and Captain America had a baby,
It would not be Homelander. I mean, Homelander is a psychopath.
I mean, Superman's kind of a psychopath. Superman from Brightburn. There we go.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
So Starlight possesses the ability to generate, project, and emanate a blinding light from her hands, and she might possess a degree of super hearing. Starlight has the ability to fly, and she's generally athletic as well as being trained as a gymnast. Her light energy bursts are capable of blinding even superpowered beings, as demonstrated when A-Train attempts to force himself on Starlight, however earning her anger as she blinded him with an attack.
Huh.
So there you go. That's Starlight in the comic books.
Man, I want to read this comic now.
You should.
Fuck.
You should.
All right. Well, a lot more happens in the show that we have not covered that we probably won't get into because I don't want to ruin the whole goddamn thing. And if you have seen it, oh well.
You already know.
If you have an opinion, if you want our opinions on a specific thing or a specific person, feel free to write us. But, Devin.
Yep.
Who was your favorite character overall, and then who is your favorite soup, I guess?
Favorite character overall has to be probably Frenchie. I do like Frenchie. Frenchie's hilarious to me.
Right.
And then my favorite soup, it's probably a tie between fucking Kimiko.
Okay.
I do like Kimiko. And then I actually really like I like Maeve just because I kind of like her story that they didn't dive into. But I like the story that she does have, where basically they kind of hint at it in the show where she was Starlight.
Right.
Because in the comic book, she has a heavy drinking problem.
Which they explained in the show.
Right. Which basically it stems from the fact that she was Starlight. She was super like, I want to be a hero. I want to do this. And then
she saw the brutal, ugly reality of
the system. Gave into the system. And instead of keep fighting like Starlight's doing, she kind of gave into the system and became a raging alcoholic because of it. So, I mean, I do kind of like the story from her. All
right. Donnie, who's your favorite character overall? And then who's your favorite soup?
Overall favorite character? Either Billy or Starlight.
Okay.
I like them both for different reasons.
And then your favorite soup? The Deep.
I like Homelander.
Oh my god. How? Why?
I fucking like him because he's a good villain. Like, I like it. He's publicly a good guy. Everybody thinks he's this goody two shoes, but he's really a fucking dirtbag.
And he creeps me out. I guess, okay, you're not wrong because I did thoroughly. Every time he was on the screen in this show, I fucking hated it. So they did the job right of making the viewer not like him. Also, I don't know why, but in the show, maybe it was just me. It always looked like his cheek was really puffy, or like something was wrong with his jaw. I don't know.
His face looked plastic. It did it perfectly. Jesus,
what is this? That's
where you can read the boys online.
Oh, it's okay. Hey, all right.
Devin the provider.
And if you click on that, if you click on the issue one and then go to the second page of issue one, you're going to see the kind of book this is going to be.
Issue one.
Second page of issue one.
Second page. Oh, Jesus. Just the first page is bad. He's stepping on some dude.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. Like the
besides cover.
The cover, then the first page.
Yeah. Okay. Who is that? Who's that hero?
Who?
The one getting his fucking skull crushed.
That's a good question. Oh yeah, they didn't have his dog in this. I remember he had a dog.
Is that the Mesmero or whatever?
That might be Mesmero.
Haley, who the hell played that guy in the show? It was the Sixth Sense kid.
Yep.
What's his name?
And they changed it. I forgot what his fucking name is. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Haley Joel Osment, yeah.
Yeah, and in the Forgotten comic books, he didn't like explode through her. He was fighting a guy and kicked a guy into her, which is kind of worse because then the big ass guy flew into the wall and like hit her hard enough to rip her arms off, and then flew into a brick wall with her, which was interesting. But that's how Robin died in the comic books.
Huh. Oh yeah. Yep. There's Huey holding onto the arms. And it happened at a carnival, not on a city street.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right.
What?
I'm gonna get sucked into this comic book. Well, I don't know who that person is, but Billy's fucking giving it to her.
That's a CIA girl.
All right.
And then you see, what's her name on the next page after that?
Jesus Christ.
He's just holding the arms. Looking extra sad.
Yeah.
Man, this comic.
The boys, man. That's Garth Ennis, though. That's Garth Ennis in a nutshell. I love Garth Ennis comics. If you want your brutality, Garth Ennis is your man.
Man, all right. So that was our episode on the boy. I don't have anything else. My characters, I guess, because I'm always really good at answering my own goddamn questions. Billy the Butcher, hands down my favorite character in the show. Favorite soup. All right, I'm honestly gonna have to go Starlight just because she is the
only soup,
the only actual wannabe superhero.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my answer. Hey, anybody listening who has seen this show, who's your favorite character and who's your favorite soup? Feel free to write us on the Simply Unprofessional Facebook page. Or send us messages on Twitter or Instagram or wherever the hell else you want to find us. Speaking of, Donnie, where can people find you?
You know, the hunt is still on.
You know, funny you say that. I'm way too lazy to pull up my Instagram, but I know for a fact you have an Instagram.
I do.
Yeah, I do. I don't remember what
Good
it is.
Good luck finding it, boys.
DeepRunner 21?
Oh, yep, shit. Not is, it. Is that That's it. Is? Yep. Sure.
Shit.
I have to look at my phone. I can tell you in like 2 seconds, but I'm not. I don't know if I get my phone.
Yeah.
It's at Jack's Forest Walker. All one.
No.
Word.
Why do? You, why don't you start giving Austin's out?
Yours is. I like yours. Yours is more attractive.
Sexy horse fucker 47.
hugs and kisses. XOXO.
Sexy horse fucker 47. That's the
all right.
Instagram.
Devin, before you tell people where they can find you, how about you give us your words of advice from Devin?
Sure.
You know what? I don't even fuck you, Daily Show. How about you give us your moment of zen with Devin? Okay, that's what we fucking started calling it. That's what it's staying. I don't give a fuck. Sorry, I got very violent about that.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Listen, we just talked earlier. I have very deep-seated anger issues. No, we're not. Sponsored we're not. That's not. That's FBI. Not. It's not. Yes. Devin lives in Michigan, folks. Okay, just in case the FBI are listening.
Find me.
Challenge accepted.
I mean, that's just.
You're looking all right, for
here we go, people. Zen moment of the day. Are you ready? Always speak how you feel and never be sorry for being real.
Okay. And where can people find you on the internet?
You guys can find me on Twitter at DMP_Pookie and on Twitch
at Pooh Killed Me, and you could find me on eBay wiping my ass with $100 bills at Bills All Day.
Oh, man, my man. As always, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Jax Forestwalker, all one word, on Twitch at DM Webby, and on Instagram at Patrick.Webster52, where I post just random fucking mostly D&D related stuff.
He posts all the nudes.
All of them.
All the nudes. He's been kicked off Twitter and Instagram like 40 times now.
It's, I mean, you're not wrong.
It's a problem.
It is. This episode of SU sponsored by Pornhub. We're not sponsored by anybody.
Pornhub and also the FBI.
It's a team up, folks. No.
The greatest team up in history. Now that's a comic I'd read.
Jesus Christ. I lost my complete train of thought. I'm on eBay too, looking for $100 bills for Devin. And as always, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Get us to Russia. Really want to get there. Fuck Booster Gold. Pretty sure that's it.
Fuck Homelander.
Fuck Homelander. You're not wrong. Dude, that guy's a chump. I have not started the outro music yet. I'm trying to find it. Yep, that's kind of it, I guess. Not really, but...
It'll buy you time.
Yeah, here we go. Here it is. Bam.
Webby, one day during the SU, we gotta do. You know how they have like those bad ripoff movies?
Yes.
Of like, we gotta do like, instead of Pet Cemetery, we need to watch Pet Graveyard.
Oh boy. You had to choose like that one.
And instead of like Pacific Rim, we gotta watch fucking.
Getting Rimmed?
No, it like, it, oh, I'll watch that movie too.
I've seen a porno that starts like that.